Blog Talk Radio.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I
family. God bless each and every one of you. You best believe it. God is going to provide. Listen, I just want to thank God. He's the head of our life. I'm telling you, I just feel good, and I'm telling you, we are in a good position. You are in a good position into your life. It's going to be epic, amen, as we as you continue to walk this journey and you continue to walk throughout your life. I'm telling you right now, you don't want to change the position where you at, because things look like it's getting hard and things is getting tight. But before we even get ready to move forward, listen, I want some family members on this thing. Go ahead and send a message out, tag your brothers and sisters and tell them, listen, we are on. You need to tune in, amen. Tune in. to the broadcast today, because I truly believe it ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You will be lifted up. Amen. We just bless his name. Amen. Somebody go ahead and send out some texts and send out and let them know, please, you get on, because you will be lifted up, because it ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you are in warfare, I'm pretty sure you are. Amen. And I'm pretty sure many of you already in this thing that is called fighting the fight that is not fair. This warfare, amen. If that's you, I need to see some texts going out. Amen. Go ahead and text your ADM family. Put it on the group text. Tell them, say, hey, man, I need y'all to get on. Hold them accountable. Hold them accountable, because at the end of the day, the enemy do not want you all to finish the race. He do not want many of you all to finish strong. He's trying to throw his every shot. He's trying to throw his everything at each and every one of you. But I got a question. Are you willing to stand strong? I got a question. Are you willing to stay into that fight? If somebody say you willing to stand strong and stay into that fight, amen, you just go ahead and holler at your boy. Y'all go ahead and let me know that I am willing to stand strong and I am willing to stay into the fight, amen, because God been good to me and his mercy endures forever. I just feel like praising his holy name. And I feel like blessing his holy name. And I got a question. Is anybody, my God Almighty, feel like praising his holy name? Because at the end of the day, his name is above all names. Amen. I just got to give him glory. I know some of you going through, but I'm telling you right now, it's no sense of you looking at your situation, what you going through. I just want somebody, my God, do believe the word of the Lord. I want to speak to somebody, amen, that you're looking like things don't look good with your health. Things look like it's going backwards. I want somebody this tonight, amen, you could declare and decree that God said it, and I will stand up on it. If God say I'm healed, I'm going to be healed. If God said that I'm delivered, I'm going to be delivered. And I'm not going to sit down and go ahead and take whatever the enemy want to throw at me, want to throw at my family, want to throw at my body, want to throw at my mind. I wish I had somebody tonight. We'll just give this brother tonight an amen. My God Almighty, because God be good. I just want to talk to somebody. You best to believe Pastor is in the prophetic on last week. Amen. I'm telling you, the enemy done threw everything that he could possibly can at me, plus the kitchen sink thing at me impersonated. But I'm so glad that I stood the test, because now how do you know you stood the test, Pastor? Baby, you best to believe my whole entire family on last week was delivered, was crying, was repenting, was going back. I'm telling you, when you can get your whole entire family, it doesn't matter what the age bracket is, my God, being delivered, crying, just thinking God, apologizing, I'm telling you, that's the greatest reward of it all. But I feel like praising God, because no longer I'm on the same place that I was last week or the week before last. I'm telling you, you got to stand the test. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I want to talk to somebody that the enemy been throwing some blows at. The enemy been throwing blows in your health. He been throwing blows in your mind. He been trying to get you discouraged. He been trying to slow you down. But I got news to tell the enemy tonight that we gonna finish strong. ADM gonna finish strong. And every promise, I feel like giving God a prayer. Let me shout for a few. With all of our heart, with all of our soul, I will praise him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I will.
When the praises go up,
go up.
Yeah. The blessing comes down, yeah. When the praises go up,
go up.
The blessing comes down,
down.
Sound real for you. my sister Dorothy, amen, my daughter Dorothy tonight. Daughter Dorothy, I already seen your message on Facebook, on the family group text. I want to tell you what the Lord told me to tell you. Whose report that you're going to believe? When the enemy come in like a flood, you got to lift up a standard against him. You got to declare and decree the word of the Lord. What is the word of the Lord? The Lord say I'm healed. The Lord say I'm delivered. Speak to your body and say, body, you're going to fall up under the word of the Lord. Tonight, somebody, you need to make the devil out of a liar and the truth is not in her. I feel like crazy.
When the pain is gone, when the pain is gone, when the pain is gone, when the pain is gone,
y'all at ADM, nobody don't want to have no church tonight. I don't know who it is, but we ain't finna sit around and lick our wounds. I'm holding ADM accountable. I'm holding you accountable to shake it off. I'm holding you accountable to give God his praise. I'm holding you accountable in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it feels like at the end of the day. Whose report that you're going to believe? I wish I had a praiser tonight. I wish I had somebody that is going to make the devil out of a liar. I wish I had some. I feel like giving a
book. He's the king. He's on the Lord.
Yes, tonight, 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 I speak virtue be released back to each and every one of you. I stir up your spirit in the name of Jesus. I release a fresh anointing tonight on each and every one of you. On your mind, I release it on your spirit. The enemy that you're fighting, I cannot rebuke the enemy for you in your life. This is the enemy that you need to face. This is the enemy that you need to deal with. I declare and decree that strength will come to your body. Strength will come to your mind. Strength that is going to come to you. You are not going to give up. You are not going to throw in the towel. I declare and I decree it tonight. That tonight, my God, that what you've been doing, undergoing, and what you've been dealing with, it's a new you. It's a new phase. It's a new time. No weapon that is trying to be formed against you and also the ADM family is not going to work. I wish I had somebody tonight. Just give God his praise. At the end of the day, I speak restoration. I speak restoring. Restore your faith. Restore you in the name of Jesus. I speak strength in the name of Jesus. Somebody need to holler at your boy and say it is so, it is so, it is so, it is so. My God Almighty, I feel him. It is so, it is so. You're a strong finisher. You're going to finish strong. It's the will of God. No longer you're going backwards. No longer y'all throwing in a towel. No longer you're going to get discouraged. You're going to leave that right here in 2022. What God has and every promise that God has, you're going to get it. You are not going to get out of character. You're going to praise him every elevation. You're going to meet every set timing. You're going to meet. I speak this in existence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I cause everything in the spirit realm in your life to be recalibrated. Recalibrated in your spirit. Be recalibrated in your mind. Be recalibrated in every decision that you make throughout the week. Somebody need to shout and say it's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. No longer. It's over. I'm done with that. It's over. It's over. In the name of Jesus. It's time. Oh, I heal him. Oh, I feel him. Somebody just pray. Somebody say change. Is there anybody tonight? I'm going to give you a message. Just hold on for a second. But I feel somebody's spirit. I feel it. You already going through a change. I'm prophesying to you tonight. I don't know who it is, but you complete your change. You're going through your change. Somebody say change. It's over. It's over. Change.
I want you to from the inside out.
I rebuke the spirit of discouragement, trying to get you discouraged, trying to get you in a place where you don't believe. need no more. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that you're going to try to throw in the towel. You're going to give up. I rebuke the spirit of rejection. I rebuke the spirit of self-doubt. In the name of Jesus, it's not going to work. It's not going to rest. Somebody needs to pray with me in the Holy Ghost. I dare you to clean up your house. Clean up the atmosphere. Rebuke it, rebuke it. I command everything. Bind them, command them. Send them out because you are in a chain and you are not going nowhere. Change me, Lord.
Change me.
I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight, but I rebuke the spirit of mental breakdown. You are not going to have a nervous breakdown. You're not going to have a mental breakdown. God got you. Every step that you don't went through, it was the plan of God. Every walk that you went through, it was the will of God. You're not going to break down. It's not too much for you. It's not too hard for you, because the spirit of the Lord says he's not going to put too much on you that you can bear. But you got to realize, I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but you got to realize that when you don't reach into another height, you don't went into another realm, you don't enter into another dimension, it seems like it's hard, but it's not hard. I'm telling you, you've been built for this. You're not going to break. Somebody say, change me, oh Lord. Mental respiration. Mental respiration. Exhausted. Mental fatigue. Exhausted in your mind. Exhausted in your will. Thank you. The enemy is using that strategy to break some of you down mentally. Mentally to wear you out. Mentally in your thoughts. That's why so many issues and so many problems been coming at you left and right. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We dismantle and also we, my God Almighty, we magnify the enemy's strategy, the strategy that he's trying to stop you, because you already on your way for your blessing. You on your way for your miracle. And the enemy wants you to stay in a place of depression. He wants you to stay in a place of defeat. But I want to tell somebody tonight, I want to speak to my ADN family. I miss y'all. I want to tell y'all tonight, you better stand with this apostle and say the devil is a liar and the truth is not in you, because everything that God said, I'm going to get it. Every promise that he said, I'm going to walk in it, and there's nothing that you could do about it. Let me get myself together. Let me recalibrate my spirit. Let me shake myself off. Let me shake this thing off, because what God has for me, it is for me. I feel like
I'll provide the sacrifice. Hey. You provide the spirit. I will open up my fill me up, God.
Set a rojo ya nararisi candorosi ande. Every prophecy that the enemy's trying to kill in your life, I speak life back into it. I speak life back into your family. I speak life back into your spirit. I speak life back into you. And some of you, I speak the will to keep on fighting. Some of you, I speak the will of God for you to keep on fighting. You're not going to get out of character. You're not going to get out of, my God, get out of order. You're going to fight, but you're going to fight different this time. You're going to fight, but you're going to fight. You're going to fight in another way. What the enemy meant for bad. I wish I had the Holy Ghost church tonight and say, you know what, apostle? I'm just waiting that God is already going to turn around for my good. Somebody need to speak it. I pray that, my God, I'm about to feel this thing. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up.
I will, I will. You got to tell him.
Provide the spirit.
I feel that. I feel it, y'all. I feel it. Let me turn that off. I feel it. I feel it. Listen, I feel it. My God, I feel it. I know you're going through warfare. I know some of you are going through it. Some things look like it's ready to go back. My God, let me tell you something. The enemy going to come at you the same way where he got results and got response from you from. I want to let somebody know you got to hold it together. You cannot fight the enemy the same way that you've been fighting him month after month, year after year, because God got you in another place. God got you in another area, and you are moving towards your blessing. You are moving towards your blessing. I want to ask each and every one of you a question. Do you think out of your right mind that when you don't got things in order, you don't put your perspectives in order, families start coming together, you don't made up in your mind that you are going to reach towards what God has for you? Do you think that the enemy going to sit back and thinking that everything is going to be good with you? Do you think that the enemy ain't going to try to throw a blow at you? Do you think that the enemy ain't going to try to stir stuff back up? Do you think that the enemy ain't going to try to get you back off balance? He ain't going to try to shake your faith. I want to talk to some realists tonight. Do you actually think that you don't got yourself together? You don't made your mind up? Do you actually think it's just going to be that easy where the enemy used to having you to throw in the towel? He used to for you to give up? He used to you just walking away? He used to you getting out of character? He used to you just quitting? But I wish I would have somebody tonight and say the devil is a liar. I'm shaking it off because God ain't bringing me this far. I want to talk to ADM. I know it's millions of people, thousands, hundreds of people listening tonight, but I want to speak to ADM. My God Almighty, it doesn't matter what it looks like. What God said it's going to be. I declare and decree it tonight. I declare and decree. I snatch some of you back in, my God, back into the alignment of God in the Holy Ghost. I snatch some of your minds back to where it needs to be. You will not throw in a towel. You ain't going to give up. What the promise of God that he has for you, it will be so. I want to speak to you all tonight. On last week, the enemy threw everything plus the kitchen sink and me and the first lady. He threw everything. But my God Almighty, I watched my family because we decided to fight differently. We decided to keep our composure, to keep everything down. I watched my whole entire family got delivered. I watched my whole entire family. I'm talking about from the babies all the way up to the, my God, to the older adults. My God, to the older individuals. I'm watching them. I'm telling you right now, the enemy don't want you to discover that you just about one decision short from making the biggest breakthrough in your life. The enemy don't want you to discover that you almost there. You almost to your miracle. You almost to your healing. He got to take one last shot. My God Almighty, but I come to serve him. Notice, me and him been fighting all week for the last couple of weeks. And at the end of the day, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. This is my time. I want to speak to somebody right now. It seems like you're starting to fly low. You got to flap your wings. You got to open your mouth. You got to intercede in the Holy Ghost. Get up off that ground. Get into the proper attitude. You flap your wings. You got to make it this time. You cannot throw in that towel this time. You got to hold out. You got to finish strong. Hallelujah. You got to finish strong. Do y'all actually think that you don't went home starting to get a vision, starting to put away different things? Went to put a plan together, getting serious about your walk, serious about your life, decided, say, you know what? I'm not going to let the naysayers bother me no more. But here come the naysayers. Some of you begin to look like your health is getting back in order. Everything looking like it's starting to fall back in place. All of something now, here come an issue. Do you think the enemy wants you a joy that the miracle that God has for you? Do you think the enemy wants you a joy, the growth and expansion that he has for you? Do you think that the enemy wants you to joy that you and your family now starting to see, my God Almighty, eye to eye? Do you think that he wants you to enjoy that everything is going to be all right? I want to let somebody know the reality of this thing. This right here, you got to stand and fight. This right here, you got to look the adversary in his face. Because at the end of the day, if you don't want him to come back at you this way, you got to stand and fight. For we fight, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is a spiritual thing that many of you dealing with now. I declare and decree, the moment we get off of this phone, you're going to go into your prayer closet. You will walk around your house. I can care less where you at. You're going to speak your healing. You're going to clean up your atmosphere. You're going to recalibrate everything that it needs to be recalibrated. Because at the end of the day, what the enemy meant for bad, I want to speak to somebody tonight that God done turn it around for your good. When you're in a fight, hallelujah. When you're in warfare, you're in different things. Things coming at you. I don't know who this person is, but I see the enemy trying to push you and fight you on your job. Don't you throw in the towel. Don't you give up. That's what he wants you to do. Don't you do it. You hang on in there. You declare and decree. You walk with humility. You walk with a smile. Because what the enemy wants you to do, he wants you to get out of character so you can mess up your blessing. He wants you to throw in the towel. But you cannot receive what God has for you. But somebody say the devil is a liar. He is a liar. ADM don't interrupt it. He don't, ADM don't interrupt it. Every plan and every strategy that he don't try to do. My God Almighty, you tried it, but it ain't going to work. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. He tried it, but it ain't going to work. I want to speak to somebody tonight. Do you think I got to get you to deal with reality? The reality is, the moment you got a plan together for your life and you're ready to accomplish something, you're ready to achieve something in the name of the Lord, you best believe the enemy ain't going to sit that there. He happy when you complaining. He happy when you're on your last leg. He happy when you're off balance. He happy when you're fussing and fighting in your home. Y'all at each other's throat. He's happy. He's happy when your mind is all disbobulated. He's happy. When you're stressed out and worrying about finances, he's happy that you're dealing with rejection. You're dealing with people don't love you. People don't come around. He's happy. But the moment you make up your mind that I'm not going to worry about that no more, the moment you don't make up your mind, I'm going to receive my healing. The moment you don't make up your mind, I'm ready to go through bigger and better. The moment you don't made up in your mind, I'm not going to be about that no more. The moment you don't made up your mind, become the adversary. And my question to you all tonight, if you don't hear nothing else that I said tonight, do you actually think the enemy going to sit back and let you ride with joy to the biggest breakthrough of your life? Do you actually think the enemy going to sit back and let you ride with happiness, let you ride where everything is peace and everything is going good and fine to your blessing? To your healing, to your breakthrough, do you actually think he's going to sit there and really allow you to just enjoy yourself? Somebody need to say that devil is a liar. God done put it in you. And since God done got it in you, baby, you cannot let nobody take it away. You cannot give up. You cannot throw in the towel. You cannot get discouraged. That's what he wants you to do. But somebody say the devil is a liar. I got a question, whose report that you're going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord? I speak healing in the name of Jesus. I speak deliverance in the name of Jesus. I speak, my God Almighty, in the spirit realm, that everyone, mind and spirit, recalibrate it. Thing that tried to took a blow at you, knock you off balance. I speak it recalibration in the name of Jesus. For your thoughts could become clearer. You could calculate decisions. And you can make educated decisions for your life and for your family. I speak it in the name of Jesus that it is so. And you will reign. You will run. You will walk into the blessings of God. And I speak it in existence. Every healing that God got for you, it will be so. in the name of Jesus. I wish I had a church tonight that just say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak refreshing back over you all. Refreshing of the virtue, mind, soul, and spirit. I speak it into you now. Speak it into your home in the name of Jesus. And I command, my God Almighty, what you have to fight, I don't command it to stop. I command that you continue to get the strength and you go ahead and fight. But this time, pray in the Holy Ghost, he give you another win. That this time, you're going to put something on the enemy and you're going to make him wish that he never came up and tried you. This time, that you ain't going to sit somewhere in a corner and just going to shed a tear and go into depression. This time, you coming out swinging. You coming out fighting. This time, you're going to give God a praise. This time, you're going to go and worship. This time, you're going to keep moving like my God. Let the enemy think that there's something wrong with you. This time, you're going to definitely going to stand. That no weapon formed against you or your family or anybody else that is connected to you is not going to prosper. This time, what God said, it will be so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I just feel like my God encouraging some of you. I feel like my God worshiping God with some of you. Speak worship back into your spirit. I speak your spirit, your prayer life to continue to jumpstart. Everything that the enemy tried to shut out is not going to work. I speak it in the name of Jesus, that the will of the Lord for your life, it is so. It is so. I dare somebody tonight, just go ahead and put your mind in a place and go ahead and receive it. Let God go ahead and refresh you. Let him refresh your spirit. Let him refresh your mind. This time, the Holy Ghost is going to repair you back up. The Holy Ghost is going to fix you back up and going to see you back into the fight. This time, the enemy is going to think, or going to try to figure out, where did you get this energy from? Where did you get this strength from? You're going to let the enemy know, for the Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew my strength. I speak strength renewance in the name of Jesus. I speak it tonight. It is so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. You come too close, you can't give up. Y'all want to know the secret of Pastor? How Pastor continued? God continued, your hand is still on him? Baby, I fight. How do you fight, Pastor? I don't hold stuff in my heart. I fight with humility. I fight with love. And I hold God to every promise that he said. I speak it in existence when it doesn't look like it. There's an old song say, trouble is in my way. I have to cry sometimes. But my God Almighty, also in that song, it says, it talks about, I heard Jesus. Jesus is going to fix it. I want to let somebody know tonight that Jesus already fixed it. He already fixed it. He already fixed it. I feel the Holy Ghost. You have to finish this. You have to slay that spirit that's been following you for years and years. You have to kill it. It has to be your fight. And I speak strength to each and every one of you. Keep marching forward. And as we get ready to go to close, and we got one more month that we're finna get ready to go in the month of December. This is the month that we're gonna stand together, lock hand in hand. This is the month. We ain't gonna miss no church service. No, 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 no. We're not gonna miss nothing. We're gonna finish strong. This month right here, we finish strong. No matter what it takes, we're gonna finish strong. No matter how I got to hold my peace, we're going to finish strong. Doesn't matter what it looks like, we're going to finish strong. This month right here, we're going to call our brothers and sisters. We're going to call them. We're going to push them. We're going to connect to them. We're going to finish strong. this month right here, if you were dragging, we ain't going to let you drag no more. If you were laying up behind, we ain't going to let you lean behind no more. We pulling you up here with us. Because all of us crossing over that finish line together. This month right here, we're going to leave everything behind. And we coming into a whole nother place, a whole nother month, whole nother year. We're going to shift together. We ain't leaving no brothers behind. We ain't on that. I can care less what happened yesterday with a brother and sister. I can care less what somebody said about you. You ain't on that no more. You only, I want to pull you. Yeah, I get all that, but I want to encourage you. I get all that. I want you to come to the front with me. I get all that, but I can't leave you behind. Because what's inside of you is great. And the enemy has been shaking you because he wants you to fail. He wants you not to succeed. He wants you to stop praying. He wants you to stop worshiping. He wants you to stop pushing. He wants you to stop believing. He wants you to stop having faith. But somebody needs to say the devil is a liar. He's trying to get you to stop it. He wants you to stop. He wants you to stop praying. He wants you to stop having faith. He wants you to stop worshiping. He wants you to stop believing that all things are possible. He wants you to stop. But somebody needs to say the devil is a liar. I'm too close. I'm closer than I ever been to stop praising him. I'm closer than I ever been to stop worshiping him. I'm closer than I ever been to just stop. Somebody say the devil is a liar. I'm not going to stop. He wants you to stop. He wants you to quit. He wants you to throw in the towel. He wants you to feel like he's not there. He wants you to feel like God is not with you. He wants you to feel like that. But somebody say, I'm not going to stop, Apostle. We're not going to stop. And we're going to hold each other accountable. We're going to send each other messages. I got to pull you. I got to pull you. I want you to pull me. I want to pull you. You pull me. I pull you. You pull me. Then we pull each other. And anybody get close to us, we pull in. I don't care. We are taking, we ain't leaving nobody behind. I can care less. My God Almighty. We can deal with that when we get across the finish line. But right now, we too focused. We focus on the finish line. We focus crossing together. We focus every promise, every blessing that God has for us. We focus. We're not going to stop. We're not going to stop pushing. We're not going to stop going on. And me as a pastor and apostle for the Lord, I'm not going to stop pushing ADM. I'm not going to stop pushing you leaders. I'm not going to stop pushing you individuals. I'm not going to stop. Because the will of the Lord is for us to keep going. The will of the Lord is for you to keep going. You can't stop. Time for you to get up and finish strong and keep moving. Hallelujah. I want you all this week and for every week. You call. I don't care. They don't like you. I don't care if they don't want to hear you. You call them. Tell them it's time to go to church. We're going to finish this year together. This last month, we're going to finish together. I'm not worrying about me because whatever God has for me is already done. I'm just waiting on the delivery truck. I'm waiting on FedEx. I'm waiting on my God Almighty, UPS. I'm waiting on them to deliver my package. Now I want to bring you along with me. I want to make the enemy more mad. Since he already mad, let's get him even madder. I want to bring you with me. I want to bring you to your miracle. I want to bring you to your blessing. I want to bring you to your breakthrough. I want to bring you. I want to get you up off the sideline. You come on and let's finish with us. I want to get him more mad. Since he want to be mad, I got to let him know I'm not nothing to be played with. Come on, let me help you to get you over here. Come on, let me help you to get set free, to get delivered. Come on, let me help you for your families and your families and families and family. Y'all can put away them issues. Y'all can put away that nonsense. I'll be the bigger person. I'll take the lead. Come on, and let's worship the Lord together. Hallelujah. Listen, my God, I got to go now. I got to go. Hallelujah. It's time to turn up. Time to turn up in your prayer. Time to turn up in your worship. Time to turn up in your faith. Time to turn up in your belief. Time for you to start speaking every promise time for you to start speaking it out in the name of Jesus. Family, listen, I'm finna go. But we finna get ready to launch out throughout the week. Intercession prayer and everything. God spoke to me. He said, son, it's going to take you the whole month of December to get ready of what I'm finna get ready to do at the end of the year. Going to take you that whole month to prepare. And don't only you prepare, but prepare everybody who's willing to go. It's going to take them the whole entire month of fasting and interceding and prayer and staying in my presence for your spirit to handle what I'm going to get ready to pour out. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Pastor, I got to get out of here. I see y'all Sunday, 8 a.m. Let's get ready to have church at our own church. Let's get ready to shake the gates of hell. And don't you come by yourself. Don't take no prisoner. You coming over that finish line with somebody. Let's go. Let's go ahead and put forth this last month of December. This gonna be a victorious month. And everything that the enemy tried, we're going to let them know it's not going to work. And we're going to stand on the promises of God. And that is yes and amen. And pastor out of here. God bless you all.